Did you know that the man who assassinated Mahatma Gandhi is treated as a hero by many people in India? The shooting of India's revolutionary icon was 75 years ago, but it tells a lot about the spread of the far right in India today. Let's take a look. Back in 1947, Gandhi helped to lead India to independence from the British with his campaign of peaceful resistance, earning himself a place in the history books. But just months later, in 1948, Gandhi was leaving an interfaith prayer meeting in Delhi when a man gunned him down at point-blank range. His name was Nathuram Godse, and he's been connected to two right-wing Hindu nationalist groups. One was called the Hindu Mahasabha, which blamed Gandhi and his religious tolerance for preventing partitioned India from becoming a Hindu nation. The other was the Volunteer Paramilitary Group, the RSS. Godse and the RSS denied he was an active member at the time, but that's been debated for decades. So after Gandhi's death, the Hindu Mahasabha was vilified, the RSS was banned, and Godse was executed. But the RSS never went away. No longer banned, it's now widely seen as providing the ideas and the blueprint for India's current ruling party, the nationalist BJP. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who led the BJP to election victory, is also a member of the RSS. Many of Modi's supporters want to see India become a Hindu nation. Some of them have been attacking Muslims and other religious minorities, and many Hindu nationalists now revere Godse. Just last year, a BJP MP described Godse as a patriot. Godse even has a temple dedicated to him, where his supporters pray daily. And as for Gandhi, well, to many people it seems like the ideals he fought for, of a tolerant and secular India, are under threat like never before.